Questions unanswered. In school, we were taught that civilizations advance, one on top of the other. That idea was supported by Darwin's theory of evolution, and it seemed to work pretty well. All you had to do was look at the technical advances of the past few centuries. First we had horses, then cars, radios, planes, TVs, computers, satellites, space shuttles. A veritable explosion of progress. Things were indeed going up. But while this theory adequately explained the recent past, it failed miserably to explain why the great civilizations of the ancient world almost universally declined. Clearly, if one looked at the last 5,000 years instead of just the last 500, the progress of civilization has not been so progressive. Most of the knowledge from the Egyptian, Mesopotamian, Indus Valley, and other great civilizations was completely lost until bits and pieces were recently rediscovered in just the last few hundred years. There are still very few pieces to the puzzle. Even much of the Greco-Roman knowledge was lost for 1,000 years during the infamous Dark Ages, until being resurrected with the dawn of the Renaissance. Where was the hand of evolution during this long and fateful period? Nevertheless, the widespread decline that culminated in the Dark Ages was eventually reversed. The word Renaissance means the renewal or rebirth of something that once was. To me, that sounded less like progressive evolution and more like a cycle. I wondered, was there a great cycle to the history of the world? Today, there is no accepted theory based on science that allows for such a long-term historical cycle. However, there is also no accepted theory that explains the ongoing discoveries of very ancient, complex civilizations. After all, most textbooks still tell us we were hunter-gatherers up until only about 5,000 years ago. Yet the amazing discoveries continue. Ancient geared computational devices, the Babylon battery, medical prescriptions on tomb walls, now used to cure malaria and other diseases, etc. Archaeologists and historians tend to label most of these as anomalous discoveries, which means they don't fit within our current understanding of the period. They're often explained away as out of context or novelty technologies not actually used by the ancient masses. Yet I can't help but think there is some discomfort in traditional academic circles when nobody can explain such artifacts as Terra Preta, an almost magical Amazonian soil that cannot even be recreated today, described in Chapter 8. To be viable, a theory of history must provide a context for all the findings. Has the demise of so many great cultures and societies simply been due to errors in human judgment, poor politics, bad generals, or karma? Perhaps floods or catastrophes, referred to in certain ancient myths, played a part. But even these wouldn't explain the overall trends or the totality of the pre-Dark Age decline in a period where there was no flood. Could there be another answer? A cyclical theory of history. It turns out that many of the ancients perceived of life and civilizations as moving in grand cycles, alternating between golden ages and dark ages, sort of like the year and its seasons, but on an immense scale. The Mesopotamian cultures, Indians, Egyptians, Hebrews, and Mesoamericans all referred to higher times and declining ages. The Greeks wrote extensively about it. Indeed, it was the dominant belief before the biblical paradigm, the world was created 6,000 years ago, and the later Darwinian paradigm, hunter-gatherer transition to modern man 5,000 to 6,000 years ago. But to historians nowadays, all historical mentions of cycles and higher ages are labeled myths and never taken seriously. And who can blame them? Without any obvious underlying cause for such things, they cannot be rationally explained, no matter what the archaeologist.